Mohawk Nation News. Ganawagi Hospital comes under fire. Audio, part two. Concerned for their mother. The care that she is receiving right now, recently, has been really good since her fall in April, said Tracy Snow, after her mother Ruth broke her hip a couple of months ago. As a result, as difficult as it is to point out the shortfalls of Guthrie Memorial Hospital, I feel like it has to be addressed. And the only reason why we're doing this is because we want to see an improvement and changes are needed. I don't know where or how that improvement has to happen, but something has to happen, she said. Tracy and her family have grave concerns with the long-term care at KMHC. I don't want to put the blame on any one person, she said. I think that most of the staff there are trying their best to do their job. But mistakes are happening that shouldn't, she said. Staffing issues are a problem across the province and have contributed to the current situation. Incoming nurses or PABs attendants don't know the community, or more importantly, don't get to know the individual patients and their charts adequately enough, which leads to errors in proper delivery of medication and understanding, or at times not attending to obvious needs, she alleged. I felt like, well, if you're understaffed, why do you have this many patients if you can't offer the quality and important job that you have to do here, she said, especially in Ganawagi. I think we should be doing so much better. We put our elders at such a high respect level, and we're allowing this to happen in our community. And this isn't a new issue, she said. A week before she fell and broke her hip, she fell and sustained a lesion on her leg, said Ruth's daughter Penny, who is a licensed practical nurse. Her room wasn't walker or wheelchair accessible to get around. So after waiting a week for the occupational therapist to assess the room, I got one nurse to check the books, and she came back to tell me that OT, occupational therapy, was not consulted. I called OT to let them know that Tracy and I went into the room and rearranged it so that everything was open and she can move around with her walker with assistance, said Penny. Ruth was in extreme pain, transferring from bed to chair, chair to bed, bed to commode, something her daughter Penny put in to help her go to the bathroom so it could be close to her bed. Tracy's mother, Ruth, was admitted to KMHC in 2018, close to Christmas. She was diagnosed with dementia. The family tried to keep her home, but the 24-hour care was too much to handle on top of day-to-day issues and Tracy's job at the public safety unit at the time. Originally, it was for a weekend to give the family a break, but eventually turned into a long-term stay. Trying to admit their mother to a hospital without her knowledge and understanding was heartbreaking for the family. That's the first thing I suggested with them, as they should have support for families that are putting their loved ones in their care, but because it is quite an ordeal, said Tracy. Ruth was admitted into short term at first and was given antidepressants without her knowledge, said her daughter. 2 weeks after being admitted, Ruth needed to be rushed to Anna LaBerge Hospital. What happened was her sodium levels dropped due to medication given, antidepressants, and she ended up going into full-blown seizures and could have died. She had to be admitted to Anna LaBerge for a week to get her sodium levels to a normal level, said Tracy. Tracy and her family put rules into place that before the KMHC nurses or doctors administer any type of medications, they notify the family or herself. Tracy had the sole power of attorney at the time, a task that has now been spread out to her sisters as well. That never happened, Tracy said. They would either decrease or increase medications, and maybe that's a normal practice within these institutions, I don't know, but they would never let me know when they were doing something like that. When the pandemic hit, the family faced a new set of challenges. Tracy alleges that the hospital was not regularly changing her mother's bedding or bathing her. I know this because I started looking at her bed sheets. Her pillows were filthy. Her bed sheets were filthy. They're full of crumbs, stuff that she spilled, said Tracy. To confirm her suspicions, Tracy took a black marker and marked the sheets. And that occurred throughout the whole year. I have to keep getting after them to change her bed sheets. And I wrote letters of complaint saying, listen, you guys are not changing her bed sheets. It's been 3 weeks. And I know this because I put a marker on one and I started keeping a diary, writing all these things down, she said. Hospital administrators told her that things would change, but little has. It would get fixed for maybe 2 weeks, and then it would slowly go back to being the same way, she said. Ruth developed osteoporosis fractures and was in a lot of pain in her lower back for weeks. The family alerted hospital staff until finally they had to demand an x-ray. They didn't want to take her for an x-ray, said Tracy. Turns out she had osteoporosis fractures in her back. So that would have meant a whole new pain management plan because they all have an individual care plan that they're on for their medications. Tracy also alleges that pain management was not keeping up with the actual pain her mother was suffering. She was in pain. She was shaking. She was crying. My sister Penny walked in and said, what the hell is going on? Where's her medication? Can I see her chart? They were reluctant at first. Finally, my sister got a hold of it, only to see that they hadn't even given my mother her required pain and panic medication for that day, said Tracy. She could have had a heart attack. It's been exhausting, to say the least, to deal with them, and making sure that my mom was taken care of, that she's receiving her medications on time, she said. In the most recent incident, Tracy said Ruth broke her hip because she developed osteoporosis fractures in her back for the second time. In between the first and second osteoporosis fractures, they started to give her some injections that were supposed to prevent future fractures, she said. With Ruth's second diagnosis of osteoporosis fractures, they gave her a walker to use and a cane, but she's got dementia, said Tracy, so she's going to just try to walk. And I think that's what happened, and they found her on the floor. She broke her hip. So we had to rush her to Anne LaBerge. Ruth had to have an operation and a rod was put in her leg and pins in her hips at 85 years old because of something that was preventable, said Tracy. And the fact that we just finished addressing it with the director saying, listen, something has to happen here. There are too many shortfalls and I don't want to hear that you're understaffed. We need somebody to come in and watch her to make sure that she doesn't fall, she said. The family wrote 5 letters of complaint to address the situation, but was unhappy with the responses. One time we took her out to get her hearing aids fixed. She looked like a homeless person. Her hair was so greasy, it was stuck to her head, said Tracy. It was so bad that I picked her up. I was just appalled. I was like, Jesus Christ. For now, on to the next.